The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
The other day I got a Facebook message from one of my longtime college friends who for a brief moment was a roommate of mine after we left college. And he was writing to ask, as he was sitting there on his back deck having a gin and tonic, he wanted to know the names of the three girls who lived upstairs above our apartment in 1984. I didn't even remember there were three girls. I was in love with somebody, so we asked our other roommate, who vaguely remembered two of the names. But what's funny was, is it triggered a memory that when the one guy moved out, one of the girlfriend's boyfriends moved in, and it was a nightmare. One of those nightmare roommates that, well, I was upset at my college friend for many, many years about, but I'd totally, completely forgotten about it. It's funny how things can trigger our memories to times and places that we really shouldn't remember that stuff. This is a brief moment in 1984. It's funny how things can trigger our memories, or at least trigger partial memories. The weird stuff we remember, and, well, the even weirder stuff we try to forget. It's funny how the mind plays tricks, or every now and again wakes up and wants to know why.